Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, boy, you soft as hell.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Draft 2 days away, three shows away. Landry Locker, John Lopez. Who's it going to be at 23? We'll take some more calls on that. But I think there's a scenario I'm starting to really envision that would get me more excited than any other scenario we've talked about. And this is based on my theory that I think the defense is more of a concern than the offense. I understand there were problems with the offense last year. Will Fuller only played seven games. Kiki Coutee played six. Deontay Foreman wasn't in there. The offensive line was bad. It was Deshaun Watson's first time as a full-time starter. But with that said, it was still the 15th best offense in football. I think it's realistic to expect. I know we joke about this, but I think the offense can be better than it was last season, John. I think that's at least safe to say, given all that.
I'll just say, you know, peaked or not peaked. The offense has not peaked. The defense has peaked.
I'm scared of this defense. I think the defense needs to be improved significantly through the draft. It scares the heck out of me when you got two guys accounting for 25 of your 43 sacks. You got cornerbacks, one of which just turned 35 years old. Another one is on a one-year prove-it deal. Another one couldn't even get on the field last year instead of Sharice Wright and Aaron Colvin. There's just a lot of concern on that defense, which is why when the Texans come up at 23, I would not mind them trading back and then selecting and stockpiling picks Jerry Tillery, defensive lineman, 6'7", out of Notre Dame. And this is the scenario I'll throw out there for you, John. Let's say the New York Giants don't take Dwayne Haskins, number 6 overall. And with all the draft picks they have, they decide they want to trade up and get their quarterback, whether it's Daniel Jones out of Duke, Will Greer out of West Virginia. Why not trade that first-round pick, number 23 overall, for the Giants' second-round pick, 37th, and a third-round pick, 95th. That would give Brian Gain 5 picks in the top 86, 3 picks in the second round that he loves
so
much.
That's heaven for him. That's heaven.
And there is a very, very strong chance that Jerry Tillery, your guy, will be there when you select in the second round. And if not, you can trade up again because you got more second-rounders. Jerry Tillery on this defensive line alongside DJ Reader, alongside J.J. Watt, with J.D. Clowney rushing on the outside, maybe some Whitney Merciless, maybe some Duke Ejiofor. That makes me feel very good about this defense. Jerry Tillery out of Notre Dame has become my guy.
Look, it's hard for him not to be anybody's guy.
We watched a lot of him,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we did.
The NBC TV contract that they got out there.
Yeah, he's big time. I still think it's going to be, with what McLean says, lineman, offensive lineman, cornerback, or trade back. But, I mean, that's on the table for sure because they need big-time improvement on the defensive side. We know what they can do. We know what they have, but they need improvement on the defensive side.
The big news out of the NFL, we have our first draft day trade. Has nothing to do with Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. Instead, the Kansas City Chiefs improved their defense. They lost Justin Houston and Dee Ford in the offseason. They acquired defensive end Frank Clark of the Seattle Seahawks in exchange for a first-rounder this year, a second-rounder next year, and they swap third, so they move up a little bit to improve their draft stock in the third round. Why is this significant? Because Frank Clark, an edge rusher like J.D. Clowney, franchise-tagged like J.D. Clowney, he gets traded, and we have an idea of what the compensation is like for a player in Clowney's class, also 25 years old, just like Clowney. So first-rounder, second-rounder, that's the market value right now for guys like Clowney. We've seen it right now. John Lopez, I'm offering you right now. I'm giving you Brian Gaines' job. I'm giving you a first-rounder. I'm giving you a second-rounder. Are you moving Clowney for that?
All right, a couple things. And I just tweeted this, and I think it's really important from Texans' perspective.
At Lopez on Sports.
At Lopez on Sports on Twitter. Now that Frank Clark, and the details are already out there of the deal he's going to get with Seattle, now that he's going to be going, with the Chiefs, it's going to be very similar to the deal that DeMarcus Lawrence signed. 5 years, $105 million, $65 million guaranteed. Now, DeMarcus Lawrence's contract was exactly that. 5 years, $105 million, $65 million guaranteed. Trey Flowers had his deal done. I believe it was $90 million. Was it 45 or 50 guaranteed? Something like that?
50.
50 guaranteed. So this is my point. And from a Texans fan's perspective, this is what you need to remember. If the Texans wanted to re-sign Jadeveon Clowney today,
they could have done it yesterday.
They could. Or yesterday. They could. The market is established.
It's there.
The market is right there. This isn't an imaginary market from last year. It is the current market for players like Jadeveon Clowney. And that market is 6 years, 105, 65 guaranteed, or maybe even a little slightly less than 65 guaranteed. What these three deals tell me is the Texans simply do not want to sign Jadeveon Clowney.
This is what establishes a market. It's one thing for a market to have a ceiling. We saw the ceiling last year with Khalil Mack, the deal he signed with the Bears, and with what Aaron Donald
said. An outlier.
That's
or a crazy contract.
That's that. But now this market has a floor.
You got three contracts.
And you have a floor and you have a ceiling, and there's middle ground there to where the negotiations make sense. If the Texans are really serious about negotiating with J.D. Clowney, it's established right now, and you know exactly what you're going to give up. Now that it's established, we got to ask the question, do the Texans really want to get a deal with Clowney?
No, I don't even think we have to ask.
I don't think they do either.
I don't even think we have to ask the question anymore.
But this is my thing. That was poorly worded by me. They can't pretend that they want to now.
Exactly.
Now that there are guys like the Flowers, like the Frank Clarks that are there, that we agree Clowney is better than. We think Clowney's better than. You keep hearing Brian Gaines talk about the spirit of the franchise tag. And it's the spirit of the franchise tag. We're negotiating with J.D. Clowney in the spirit of the franchise tag. Bill O'Brien said it, the spirit of the franchise tag. In the spirit of the franchise tag, you can sit there and slap the tag on somebody and sit there and chase your tail and pretend like you want to come to an agreement with them. And that's easy to do when you're pointing to two guys that you don't think are in the same, or Clowney's in the same class as. But now that you have these guys getting these deals that Clowney's better than, you can't really pretend that you want to get a deal with someone. It should be easier than ever right now.
And oh, by the way, I know it sounds crazy for us regular people, but if you could get him at $95 million, 5 years, 60 guaranteed, slightly under DeMarcus Lawrence and Frank Clark, that's a bargain for what he does. That's a bargain.
It's a steal.
Yeah. So
that's if you
can think a lot of things, Texans fans, but don't ever think that the Texans really want to sign Jadeveon Clowney, because this year they do not. They do not, because they could easily. This isn't one deal. It's three deals that have been done since we've been on the show, on this show together.
And we. You got the Donald and you got the Mac too. And it's got to be somewhere between there. We agree with that. We don't think he's better than those guys, but he's somewhere between it. And he's damn sure better than Frank Clark. And he's damn sure better than Flowers, who just got paid. Landry Locker, John Lopez going around the NFL on Sports Radio 6. And the question everybody wants to know, who's it going to be at 23-713-572-4610? Let's go to Dank.
Dank.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
So I was just thinking about it, and before I get to my number 23 pick, so I listen to on the radio.com app, and it's like 30 minutes behind. So can I just like call y'all at 10 o'clock, and y'all can just put me on hold the entire time?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure.
All right. Heck yeah, that'll work. So let me get to my number 23 pick. So just like I can smoke down a big old fat sack of weed, the Texans' number 23 pick, I will guarantee right now, write it down, book it. Houston Texans' number 23 pick out of the what? Hey, can y'all call me back in a little bit? I appreciate it.
He's giving us the half-hour treatment. He's giving us the half-hour. He's you know, what's good for the goose kind of stuff.
How are you going to do me like that? I was so intrigued.
Now we got to call him back.
Easy SOB. Let's go to Elgin. Who's it going to be at 23?
Go.
Man, they got to get an offensive lineman at number 23. Deshaun Watson been hit more than any quarterback all season, already coming off a torn ACL. I understand about the defense, but at the end of the day, it's a pass-happy league, and you can't pass the ball if your quarterback's not back there.
That's something nobody's talking about.
Well, we kind of are.
Well,
nobody's talking about Guy.
I'm getting a variations of a theme here on some texts regarding Clowney. What makes you think that they haven't already offered him a contract, but he wants more? He wants Aaron Donald money. How do you know that they didn't offer him a contract like that, and he wants Aaron Donald money? How do you know the Texans haven't offered that contract? Like, here's the deal. It's no longer up to what the money that he wants. I can't emphasize this enough. His agent knows this, all right? His agent is not dumb. He does this for a living. If you get three contracts and they're all very similar players to Jadeveon Clowney, to your client, and they're all 5 years, around $100 million, around $65 million guaranteed, you're not getting more. That's the market. That's what I'm saying. This is not on Clowney demanding more. It's not on the agent wanting more. It's more than likely, very, 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 as you like to say, more than likely, this is the Texans just, screw it. We're just going to franchise him. We don't want to deal. Give him a new deal.
John Lopez, let me buy your fishing boat from you. Let me give you $2,000 for it.
No, it's worth more than that.
Well, I just made you an offer. What do people think? Like, I heard Cecil say it, and I heard a lot of people say it. Well, they made him an offer. Yeah. What the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
I mean, like, they made him an offer.
You can have my trolling motor for $2,000.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. You know damn well I don't know. I know that. Who's it going to be at 23?
Heart Racing's Redneck here. Hey, real quick. Hey, last night I was thinking about it after I was trying to put my marshmallow into a coin slot. I came up with this predicament. What we're going to do is you're going to get your dealer from Washington State. You're going to make sure Deshaun is in the healthiest position he could be in. Otherwise, what's the freaking point of having one of the greatest quarterbacks in this industry? Thank you.
Yeah.
Dillard.
Good point.
I don't think anyone could complain about that.
Mm-hmm.
Who's it going to be at 23?
Yo, am I on? Is it me?
You're on.
Hey, man. Okay. The defense is going to eat who? I think the offense, I think we're okay. You know, Deshaun Watson can carry the team. But the defense, I think number 23 pick will be Rudy out of Notre Dame, guys.
Why are you doing this to me, man?
Rudy out of Notre Dame.
I want to hear from the loopholes, and you're giving me jokes. I hate Rudy out of Notre Dame.
Oh, you do? I forgot about that.
I hate Rudy.
I forgot about that.
I'm glad his brother took his girl and everything. I wish they would have made a sex tape and make his nerdy ass watch it in that basement. I cannot stand Rudy. Good
it's
Lord.
It's an inspiring story.
Who's it going to be at 23? You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
What's up, man? I was going to say offensive line. I've been saying offensive line this whole time, but after hearing about all the defense, man, I think we got to go cornerback. I think we got to go DeAndre Baker.
There you go, baby. 6'5" mm-hmm. wingspan. Mentor Deion Sanders, played for Antonio Brown's dad in high school. Don't know whether that's good or bad. Thorpe Award winner, and he will fight you. You got to knuckle up when you face DeAndre Baker. We'll keep this going. Question of the week here at Sports Radio 610, 2 days away from the draft. Who's it going to be at 23? And this Clowney news, do the Texans now have their hands tied when it comes to fake negotiations with J.D. Clowney? That and a lot more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.